Hello there, and welcome to the Friday edition of Following the Truth. I'm Gary Zimak, and I thank you for joining me on the program. Today is March the 8th, and we're going to look at the first of all the commandments. Now, this isn't according to me. This is according to Jesus. We're going to hear about the first of all the commandments. And we're going to read from the gospel from today's daily mass and see what Jesus has to say. And you know what? I will tell you right now, even though I don't know you personally, maybe I do, maybe I don't. This is nothing we haven't heard before. But I pray that through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, that all of our hearts, mine too, will be opened up in a different way, and that this will really touch us, especially as we continue in this season of Lent, a time for recognizing that oftentimes our behavior is not what God would expect from us. You know, there are changes that we all need to make. That's why we have the season of Lent, to try to break away from things which maybe are keeping us apart from the Lord. And this is one of the big things. You know, this commandment you're going to hear today, personally, this is one that I sometimes struggle with. So without any further ado, as they say, let's look at this now. Mark chapter 12, verses 28 through 34. One of the scribes came to Jesus and asked him, "Which is the first of all the commandments?" And Jesus replied, "The first is this, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these.' The scribe said to him, 'Well said, teacher, you are right in saying he is one, and there is no other than he. And to love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices.' And when Jesus saw that he answered with understanding, he said to him, 'You are not far from the kingdom of God.' And no one dared him to ask him any more questions." Loving God, you know, sometimes I think that we mistakenly believe this is a feeling. It's not a feeling. It is a decision. It's a choice. Loving God means putting him first, obeying his commandments, and giving him our time, our talent, our treasure, you know, all those things we're encouraged to do during Lent, putting God first in our lives, breaking away from some of those attachments to things, to people, to habits that are keeping us away from him. We break away, we give up things that are not really good for us and get in the way of our relationship with God, and then we move closer to God. Sometimes, first of all, the idea that it's not a feeling, we have to overcome that obstacle. But the other thing that we have to overcome is the fact that, as evidenced by what Jesus had said right now, you shall love your neighbor as yourself is the second greatest commandment. The way we love God is by the way we love other people, because that really is the biggest challenge for many of us. And as I said, it's not easy for me. I have no problem loving lovable people, but maybe the people that aren't so lovable, people that might offend me, people that might annoy me, it's not always that easy. That can be a challenge. But Jesus makes it very clear, and during Lent, this is a good time to really do a self-assessment and see. And I always like to say, with the help of the Holy Spirit, ask the Holy Spirit to help you, and try to look inside of yourself and really analyze, am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing? Am I doing a good job loving God and loving other people? Do I make time for God? Do I surrender to his will? And do I treat other people as I would like to be treated, in my words and in my actions and even in my thoughts? Am I thinking, speaking, and acting with regard to other people like Jesus? If not, this is the perfect time to recognize it. Ask for the grace to get better, and then do something about it. That's one of the reasons, that's the main reason we are given Lent. So just think about that a little today, and as we head into the weekend, think about it a little more and see what you can do, especially with those people who are difficult to love. God bless you. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next time.